This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live tonight from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And tonight, we're kicking off the week. We kicked off the week, then we ended the week. Yeah, we're doing the same thing today. He is the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He is a part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. He is a writer of note on his own website, Slow Facts WordPress blog, and also, of course, a featured writer at Ammoland.com and Clash Daily, and that would be Rob Morse. Good evening,
Phil. It's great to talk with you again.
It's becoming a thing, isn't it? It's becoming a regular thing.
Well, some weekends are different than others. When people shoot up a school on Friday, it keeps us busy over the weekend.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, now I have to give you some kudos there. Sure. I think we did a pretty good job staying up to date. I've watched the rest of the commentariat take a couple days to get to the things that we covered even last Friday. So,
well, you know, these things can only go a certain way now. I'm seeing other stuff about, I saw stuff about how the first person he killed was the girlfriend that jilted him.
Right.
Or the girl that he wanted to be the girlfriend that would not be the girlfriend. And, you know, okay, so there's other details that will come out as well, and I'm sure. But, yes, the key here is for us not to overextend to where we have to go back and say, well, we found this out. This was wrong, yeah. And that was wrong. That's the key.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But it's interesting, too, the guy, you know, is wearing he absolutely imitates the murderers at Columbine, wears a long coat, except I don't think the kid's really that sharp. You know, he's wearing German and Russian insignia on the coat, has some Antifa patches. The kid's looking for, what do they call it, stolen valor or stolen attention, anything he can do to get some attention from somebody.
Yeah.
Not the sharpest knife.
No. And there's some other stuff involved in this that just irritates me every time I think about it. But, you know, this is the way of these things. They are irritating to the very end. So, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, just a little bit of a Jeff Foxworthy moment that I noticed.
Sure.
As we're doing our show prep. The murderer at that school in Texas can't be put to death because in Texas he's considered too young to know right from wrong.
Hmm.
At the same time, we're supposed to listen to his classmates about criminal justice reform, the Second Amendment, and human rights. So I swear Jeff Foxworthy is doing the writing for most of our news anchors these days.
Yes. And that's the, you know, you can that's the having it both ways. That's how you have it both ways.
Speaking of which, that was a perfect segue. We should do this more often.
Sure.
Did you see where the Connecticut Senator, Chris Murphy, you know, when you take that position as a U.S. Senator, you swear to uphold the Constitution, and then he goes and tweets out a comment like, I support the real Second Amendment, not the imaginary Second Amendment?
Hmm. Is he up for election, re-election?
He is, but I don't know. In this cycle, I don't know. I'll check here.
Sort of sounds like he is, because this is sure. The kind of thing where they have to get out there and try to make you believe that they didn't say what they said. What
right.
You heard was not what I meant. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
the real Second Amendment allows Congress to wake up and ban assault rifles.
Well, does he ever explain what the real Second Amendment is?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
No. He's trolling for campaign dollars.
Sure.
Now, when is he trying to be reelected? Do they ever stop?
Well, senators, you know, they get a 6-year run. So I figure the first 2 years that they're after they get reelected, they're good to go, and the next 4 years is part of the reelection cycle.
Now, one thing I heard in it, and it upset me considerably, someone told me the when they vie for different committee seats,
right,
the more money you raise for the party, the better committee seats you get. So if you're a big, if you can have a lot of campaign contributions and you're willing to share them with the rest of the party, then you get to be chairman of very select, very desirable committees, i.e. it's a pay-to-play scheme.
Yeah, but, I mean, how does that, like, that may be now, but when Clinton was a senator, didn't she pretty much siphon funds off right. of the DNC coffers?
Right, she did.
Was she on any here. Committees?
Oh, yeah.
Probably
yeah,
all
you're
of them.
Given, everybody has a seat. You're told to where to go. But I don't think she ever had anything very desirable. She was more interested in taking money from the DNC than chipping it in. But for someone like Murphy who has some aspirations, he wants to be in a position where he can get frequent press releases.
Sure.
I, on my committee, I made this so-called important vote. Scoff. Snort.
Well, I mean, he's a Democrat, and I mean, the mainstream gives him all kinds of press time anytime he wants it. He's already there.
Right. Well, and
he's already there.
And, well, there's matters of degree. And the news media treat, you're right, the news media treats him very well. On the other hand, Ron Paul already hammered him, going, you know, which constitution is he following? Now, that's out in the noise where only right-wing guys like you and I would ever find that.
Right.
But it's
Ron Paul or Rand Paul? Which one is
Ron?
Ron, okay.
Yeah, his dad.
Okay.
Senior. Now, and he was only one of many. I don't know whether we'll get to it before the break. It's up to us. Obama's Secretary of Education put out another brilliant tweet to say kids should stay home. What if no children went to school until gun laws changed to keep them safe? Now, I'm enough of a homeschool advocate. I'm going, yes.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, a lot of Obama's people are out there running around talking a bunch of stuff and trying. I mean, John Kerry, goodness gracious. But, I mean, this guy, somebody needs to start going after these yahoos, getting out there and trying to propose policy. And here's the thing about schools. I don't have anything wrong with his proposal, just with his solution. I've got a solution for them already. And I mean,
and?
It would be, well, I mean, you know, I've been doing a lot of flying this year.
Yeah.
And when I go to the airport, in order to get to where I can get on the plane, I have to go through a secured, single, controlled entryway.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at everything I've got, everything I'm wearing. And then if I'm a good boy, they let me out on the other side, and then I'm free and clear to maneuver up there.
Right.
That's the way schools need to be.
I'm concerned that you and I have to travel with security theater through airports. I'm not sure that they do that good a job. I mean,
it's more than they're doing right now.
It is. That is true. And you know what? We started to talk about it on Friday. I think we'll go back to that same question.
Sure.
I looked at it over the weekend. What do you think motivates these killings?
I think all that coverage on the news. I think they all have this. You know what? We're going into the break. So before I get into that long descriptive answer.
I baited you just before the break.
You baited me right before the break. Rob Morse, podcast-wise, Self-Defense Gun Stories and Polite Society, all available all the regular ways. As far as the written word is concerned, Slow Facts WordPress blogs, featured writer at Ammoland.com and at ClashDaily.com, and reprinted all over the place. So there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with Rob Morris. Of all the things you know that he's associated with, but we tantalize ourselves with this for weekends, days. So now let's go ahead and go for it, shall we? Where were we?
I was impressed You know, I just took the show notes that you and I cobbled together.
Right. He cobbled them together. I didn't do anything. He's the man. He is the man.
After that horrible shooting at the school in Texas,
right.
I wrote him up, and really two main thrusts of what we figured out, even by Friday evening when we hit the air, we're not doing what we could to keep our kids safe. And the reason they're at risk in the first place is the news media. Those are my two big takeaways from this shooting.
Well, I've got one other though. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Since Columbine,
mm-hmm.
which was horrific. I mean, that's nearly 20 years ago.
Right.
So in 20 years, nothing has ever changed. You know, we've had various versions of this. You know, Columbine sort of reminded me of the D.C. Naval Yard where they went after the D.C. Naval Yard. They went after the uniformed security guy first in the D.C. Naval Yard.
Right.
And Columbine, they just distracted him and got him out of the building.
Right.
So, just that example right there should tell me, well, one uniformed security guy or two are not enough.
Right.
Gun-free zones still exist.
Yes.
Nobody listens to that. They're considered gun-free and drug-free. that's the whole thing about it. That still exists. And
that's true in Texas as well. Texas has their school marshal program.
Sure.
Well, I think the school marshals may be considered undercover. But their law enforcement officers, their school resource officers, are, you know, bright blue targets.
Yeah.
So they haven't learned that lesson either.
No, they haven't. And the same thing, that, you know, there's two things at play that we could bring in that we know works. Okay, you are correct. With TSA and everything, that's pretty much kabuki theater to make a state. They're really not that good. They catch
right.
some things, but the ground crew is completely unsupervised
right.
and unchecked. And so, okay, so we have that. But having said that, trying to control what goes on in a school is going to be a lot easier than trying to control tons of baggage, handlers of every kind going all over these aircraft and everything else. You've just got to control what's coming in the school and have people, competent people inside the school to contain that. So that means the school would have to be walled off with containment protocol.
Yeah. A wall that they can't slip things through or throw things over.
Yep.
Wow.
So
that's
it's the only thing that's going to work. Because everything else doesn't work. They've already said, well, we decree there should be no guns in schools. Therefore, thus be this wayeth. And it's not working. That's not working.
Your pastor's going to chew you out for mocking. But that's too... You know what you just did a great job of? You pointed out that there's a terrorist threat, which, you know, that's a tough nut. You better put up some tall walls and have some heavy armor.
Sure.
The other aspect, though, are these lost souls that go, hey, now I've got a pretty high chance of failing. Like, literally 19 times out of 20, I will get caught as I try and set up this great school massacre.
Right.
But if I succeed, I win a $2 billion public relations media campaign. My face will be on the TV for days. They'll mention my name several times an hour. By the way, if a politician had to buy that much attention, it's going to run into the billions.
Oh, yeah.
And these kids, if we do that enough, we produce the next generation of nut.
Sure.
Which now, and as you say, terrorists don't care. They just want to kill. So for those, we need walls. But for our domestic crazies, can we unplug them? Get the news media to quit treating them like a rock star?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing with that. What the news media does is it plays into this thing that we've already got with social media where everybody's got followers and everybody's got fans
right.
and everybody's got friends and everybody's got this and that and the other. And then they get all of this stuff. which they may very well have. You know, they may have thousands of followers on Instagram and thousands of friends on Facebook and everything else, but they're still isolated.
Right.
Living your life online is still, you're still isolated. And then this pops up where they get out there and say, well, of course, he was trying to gain fame. Light bulb goes off. And the thing about these shooters, for the most part, they're just going to find whatever they can find to do it. These rampage killers, which right. is evident in what happened in Texas. If this yes. guy had more, shall we say, ban-worthy weapons, I'm sure this kid would have used it too, but he used what his dad had available that he could get his hands on.
Right.
But, I mean, we have become, and especially our young people, they have become quite narcissistic because they're taught to yeah. look only inward, only at themselves, only at very, you know, very shallow facets of their personality. And how well am I liked? How many people like me? If I put something up, how many likes do I get for that? You know?
You know, there was somebody who described an antidote to that. I was never that big of a jock, but in hindsight, maybe he's right. Sports are an arena where you and I are expected to compete
sure.
and get up and say thank you, even if I just got pummeled.
Well, it used to be, yeah.
Well, yeah, no more when we give a trophy to everyone.
Right.
But that was supposed to teach you that you're not going to win all the time. In fact, on average, only half the time at best. And they thought that was an antidote to this narcissism. The other was, and I'll call it, teamwork and a higher power. Are you involved with group activities? Heck, it could be choir. You know, you succeed, but you don't succeed alone. You're
right.
communicating with a group. Religious organizations where, you know, you don't get everything you want. The entire purpose is that you're submitting to a greater good and a higher power. There are things more important than your latest fantasy.
Right. Well, and I mean, there's other things that, you know, like that I can make an example of. And you can, too. I mean, especially with what we do. But we'll get into that in the next segment, shall we?
We'll be right back at it, yes.
Yeah, Rob Morris, you can find him at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammoland.com and ClashDaily.com. His own podcast is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and he is an integral member of the Polite Society podcast, and he comes here regularly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morris as we attempt to try to break the code of what forces one of these guys into becoming what they become. All this other stuff. And, you know, like with Rob, when you write a story, right, does it worry you that you might write a story and somebody might read this and think that you're a knucklehead? Does that ever concern you?
I get plenty of feedback from people who do. No, it's not that much.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that doesn't keep you from doing it.
Nope. Not that much. No.
And at podcasts, same way.
Right.
So, I mean, radio show, same way. Get out here, you try to, you know, try to sling the best thing you can. And I guess the difference between us and, say, these others that are out there of today's social media generation is they can't take anything.
Interesting point.
And if they throw stuff out there, I mean, there are a few that do throw stuff out there, and there's a few that are quite successful at it, but, I mean, the first time there's any sort of pushback against them, they sort of go, you know, wait, all the hate, what's with all the hate? Well, hey,
right.
You know, just media.
Well,
that's
okay, that brought David Hogg to mind. So
yeah.
I'm going to have an ADHD moment here.
Sure.
We were talking about the fact that media promotes these mass murderers.
Yes.
That's an old idea. I found some scholarly articles that brought it up 2 years ago where media researchers were going, we're doing it. And they put numbers on it. Over the weekend, NRA spokesmen like Grant Stitchfield and Dana Loesch came out with videos that said, guys, we're creating these murderers. Don't do it. Find another way. On the article that I wrote, I also found two change.org programs, campaigns, I guess they're called,
right,
that said, hey, this is a bad thing. Let's stop it. One of them was to persuade the FCC. The other was voluntary. But even anti-right spokeschild David Hogg, you know, the gun grabber himself,
Yeah.
He agreed with that, that the media is the problem. Now, will Bloomberg put up with his, will someone tell him what he's supposed to think and get him straightened out to toe the anti-gun party line? That'd be interesting. That would be interesting.
That's like, do you remember a girl, a female commentator, young lady, Tammy Lauren?
Tommy Lauren. Yes.
Tommy Lauren. You know, she got let go because she said something that wasn't supposed to escape the Blaze.
Right. Right.
And then the Blaze had to go back and.
And she came being pro, wanted government funding for abortion, and all the conservatives at the Blaze said, "Nice try, Blondie, try again."
Sure. Then they let her go. And this is what happens when you have young people and you make them pundits. Because one, they don't know, they don't have any idea what their position is. And yet we listen to them. We listen to them when they put out their, we don't really know what we're talking about position. And, you know, I think the Florida school, for example, knows exactly what they need to be doing as far as, you know, one door and transparent book bags and all this other stuff. And, you know, they're exactly right. They should not be punished for the evil deeds of one, but they're the ones that want to give up their liberty to be safe.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't put it together that way. Mm. In the sense that when we say you guys have to wear clear book bags, they'll go, "Why are you punishing us?" And we're going, "Well, didn't you guys just propose punishing every law-abiding gun owner so that you can, quote, air quotes here, feel safe?" Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they could.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. No, you go.
I ran some numbers since I wanted to make fun of Arne Duncan in honor of the Obama education secretary. I went and looked and, you know, did some research to find out how safe schools are. Now, if you just followed the media, you'd think, "Oh my gosh, I love my children. They should never go to school."
Right.
Because that's where somebody's going to come and kill them all. Well, okay, I understand that's what the media told you, but let's do some comparisons here. Let's compare them with living in Chicago.
Okay.
Well, okay, those numbers are out there. It's not hard. Sure. It's junior high school math. It turns out you're over 120 times more likely to be killed if you're just an everyday citizen living in Chicago than if you're one of the 56 million students going to a U.S. school.
Right.
And that's your odds of being killed by a mass murderer. So why don't we shut down Chicago first? If it just saves one life, Bill.
I know.
Bill.
I'm completely
intrigued. You hard-hearted man, you don't want to shut down Chicago?
Absolutely I do. Let's shut it down. Or we can wall it up. You know, we can do it a la Snake Plissken and just wall it all up and just, you know.
Yes.
So I don't have any problems with that. But, you know, what is it? 1 in 2.5 million, that's the likelihood of being killed at school?
Yes.
Isn't it? It's safer for them to be at school than it is to go to school and go home.
The risks of being transported by bus, or by a personal vehicle are higher than being shot by a mass murderer. That's great news in disguise.
It is great news in disguise. I wonder what the odds of being attacked in Ohio by a great white shark are. I'm sure it's got to be right up there, you know, in the millions with that too. So, and I mean, and that's not to say that we should not try to safeguard each and every one of these things, like each and every one of them are Fort Knox. But see, nobody wants to do that. Nobody's willing to go out there and do that. And here's the end of this for me. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I think they don't do it because it furthers the gun grabbing agenda.
And that's really what we were saying about David Hogg, that he will be told what to think. You and I, as responsible firearms owners, would love to go the rest of our life and there was never another school shooting.
Sure.
We'd praise God every day. On the other hand, the gun grabbers need those atrocities to blame the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an ugly comparison.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. I can't think of any reason. You know, we had 9/11, so then we started arming pilots. We put sky marshals on planes. We started the TSA, and we started all of this, take off your shoes and all this other stuff in response each time this happened. And we learned from that because have we had this happen again? Have we had a repeat of any
We've had attempts, but we haven't had a straight-up repeat.
And, I mean, most of the time when we have the attempts, it's not so much because they stopped it. It's because, well, let's face it, they were pretty idiotic to begin with, and they just didn't know how to make that bomb or whatever. So, but having said that,
his underwear got wet.
Yeah. But having said that, we haven't done that in schools. Schools are still wide open. I mean, the high school that I went to here locally used to have a fence around the parking lot. They don't even have that now. They've taken down the fence around the parking lot.
That brings up another great point. You talked about...
We got 30 seconds, so
yeah,
I'll let you finish.
We'll talk about... These kids are still imitating Columbine. They're trying to bring bombs to school. That's frightening. That's...
Well, that part of it, it becomes part of the mythos for those, you know, those people that get... They're not part of the cliques. And now they have a different way of finding that out. We used to go through that, too. We just didn't have the interwebs and everything. My guest this hour is Rob Morris. We're trying to discuss something that I wish they would solve. And we're doing a good job of it. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I've been talking to Rob Morrison. We've been trying to cover this ground that seems to be so staged. It's staged for me, Rob. These school shootings, not so much that they're fake events, but nobody's doing anything to stop them. So to me, they become staged. But anyway, you're about to bring up something that I had to cut you off before you could do that. So what were you about to say?
No, you're absolutely right in that feeling. And I think the reason is, after a while, the news theater, it feels like theater to us. You know, it's one continuous long clickbait headline after another.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I brought up that you're hundreds of times, 800 times, safer in school than in Chicago, no one ever put the attack in context. It's horrific. We want to stop it. But we have to not be absurd in the lengths that we're willing to go, because we have to understand the context of the event. 10 kids in a school is horrific. We don't want it to happen. But that's called Friday afternoon in Chicago. I feel the exact same way by the larger headlines where we're being manipulated, you know, America's guns kill thousands. You go, yeah, but there are 330 million of us, nearly, in the United States, and that a gun is used 200 times in self-defense for every homicide?
Yeah, and that there's 660 million guns in the United States. So
right.
If they were to actually be killing people in the United States, there would be no more United States in about 15 minutes, right?
That's right. Well, and the part that the left would absolutely hate if we mention women use a firearm to stop sexual assault 500 times a day. But most, if I went to my wife and asked her that, she'd go, well, I didn't know that, but it makes sense. Given the thousands of hours that the media has devoted to this issue, they never informed their readers of that, just to give some context to the sensational claims.
Right.
It kind of works against them, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, all the time.
Makes me grind my teeth. Well, and it makes me feel very grateful that you'll let me come on and talk with you. Thank you.
Sure. Well, absolutely. I enjoy it.
and we the did you see what the Houston police chief said?
Is that Art Acevedo? Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw what he had to say. You know what? Toughen up, pal. Tell him what he had to say. You tell him, put it in context so that everybody understands what I'm saying. What did Art have to say about it?
He throws this out on Facebook. You know, I go,
what an effective forum.
I'm right, and I'm going, the same problem we have with President Trump's tweets, this guy has, he gets more characters to dig a hole. So the chief says he spent the day dealing with another mass shooting, and he doesn't want to know, because he's hit rock bottom, doesn't want to know about our views on guns. Don't post anything that says guns aren't the problem, they are. My feelings won't be hurt if you defriend me. And I'm going, this is a police chief, right? He's appointed. He's not elected.
Right.
He's being told his point of view. He gets his point of view in a daily memo from the mayor.
Right.
But it's like he doesn't know the facts, and the people who listen to him don't know those two simple facts that you and I just covered, that schools are remarkably safe, that guns are, thank goodness, almost always used by honest people to defend themselves. And he pitches this out, and not enough people know the truth to throw it back in his face. That's sort of frightening. You need more listeners. Where are we going to get you another couple million?
I don't know. Most of them need to be in Houston, too. So, here's the thing with anybody like that can't take the job, quit. Move on, quit. I mean, I had this first sergeant who used to tell me all the time, I'd be sitting there and be like, first sergeant, I just can't handle this guy. And he would tell me, that's fine. Come meet me tomorrow, and me and the CO, we'll just bust you. We'll take away the leadership position because you accept when you get promoted in the military, you don't have to take it. I mean, only, we all do. We all did, but you don't have to take it. And when you take it and you throw up your hand in that oath, well, that means something in the military. So I didn't have to do it. I just would have had to have given something up in exchange for that. And Police Chief Acevedo needs to just quit if he can't take it, because this is the job, like it or not, the chief.
Well, and chief, you don't get to do what's easy. You're there to defend our rights.
Sure.
You know, first and foremost, defend our rights. Enforcing the laws is secondary.
Yep.
And he's going, yeah, but I could turn it into a police state and it's easier for me. Get off. Well, try again, chief.
Well, that's the other thing. That's not up to him to make that decision. Okay? A police chief is not he's not in charge of the fife.
Right.
He is an executor of whoever's in charge of the fife. But he doesn't get to make that call himself. And that's the other part disgusts me about some of these police chiefs, is they don't understand. And, I'll use the term. They don't understand their place.
Right. Well, isn't that odd? In some sense, we want them to feel personal pride in their city. We want them, just like employees. I wanted my employees to think it was their company. I want the chief to think it's his city, right up until he starts telling me how to live in it. And then you go, whoops, now we have to back up and take another bite at it. I want the pride of ownership, but I want him to be defending our rights, rather than me having to remind him that's why he's there.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with these kids, right? These kids want to get out there, and I said they're willing to give up rights in order to feel safe. But they want to pick the rights that are given up.
Right.
And they want to disenfranchise millions of people who already enjoy those rights, who all of us could. But, but then when you get out there and say, well, a more effective right for you to give up would be your right to privacy when you're here in school. Wait, what? What? And that's, when you start playing that game becomes its own boss.
Interesting.
It's not really about what you think it should be. If you give the state the power to make a call, eventually it'll make that call against you.
That's okay. So, and maybe next week we'll talk about what the deep state has done.
Yeah.
I wonder if all of these teenagers will become more liberty-minded because they proposed something statist. Well, I want to feel free, so do whatever you need to me. And all of a sudden they looked around and said, oops, but not that. Really? Maybe we just invented a new generation of libertarians. That would be great. I'm hopeful.
That would be a great transformation to watch. I mean, I would fall to my knees and cry if I watched that. I think it's going to be a little more pronounced. It's going to take a moment where they actually have to see their world the way they want it. But it's never going to be the way they want it, and they need to get over that part of it, because it's this the whole thing about them. The other thing that really just cracks me up is this idea that because they're young, they should get to make these calls right now today. Except that whole youth thing is over with in a blink of an eye, and then you're sitting around there going, "Hey, I'm 57." Golly, and so we didn't even. You know what? I want you to do this. Will you stay for the first segment in the next hour so we can talk about this class we got coming up?
I can't. The Polite Society starts at 6, Bill.
Then I will talk about it, and we can talk about it next week.
And I have to figure out where we're staying. I guess I should just call up James and get the lowdown.
Yeah, I'm gonna. He's got some motel that I think is part of his alumni that will hook
us
up.
I'll text you afterwards and we'll work that out.
Roger that.
Thank you so much.
So much. Rob Morse. Find him at Polite Society Podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast, as a featured writer at Ammoland and ClashDaily.com, which is no small task writing at Clash Daily, I'll tell you this. And at his own Slow Facts WordPress blog.
That and is, sometimes.
Everybody who learns. Yeah.
At each end of the week, I get to be with you.
But Slow Facts WordPress blog should be something that everybody learning to speak English, if they can say that, they are there. They are fluent. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.